A place you don't often, but ought to, think about. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. You know, I'm really spoiled living here in the Great Northwest, what with all of the hunting and fishing opportunities that exist. Crazy good elk hunting, muley hunting, trout and steelhead fishing, whitetail, turkey, you name it, and we probably have it. Now, all of that said, let's talk about highs and low country. Senior Deputy Editor Colin Kearns from Field & Stream discusses chasing hogs, fanning gobblers, kayak fishing, trapping crabs, camping under the stars. All of this beautiful activity occurring in a place that was not obvious to me. South Carolina's low country is a wild wonderland where outdoorsmen can have the ultimate spring break.
This might have been my favorite story in the issue, and what we did for this one of our best writers, Eddie Nickens, he went down to the low country, which is this region in South Carolina, and it's an area that not too many people have heard of. And what it is, it's just this wild wonderland. There's no houses, kind of have this place all to yourself, and there's all sorts of fun stuff there for outdoorsmen can do. And in this story, the writer and his son went hog hunting, they went turkey hunting, and then they kayaked around these barrier islands and fished and clammed, you know, had a lot of fun then, and, you know, had this epic campfire feast on the beach for their last night. It's kind of one of those grand slam adventures. You can do all sorts of things on one trip. And yeah, if that doesn't get you excited for spring to read about a good adventure, I don't know what will.
Point made, point taken. This is David Sparks for Sportsman Spotlight.